So this is REO Speedwagon, right? And I used to work at a restaurant, a sushi restaurant. And we had a one of our bus guys was our busers was this dude named Mario. And so naturally, I would call him Mario Speedwagon at some points. And he'd never heard of REO Speedwagon whatsoever. And he's,
so he
he
really got the reference then?
Not at all.
Not at all.
But it was really, it was the best because he would call me Brian Speedwagon. And I was like, no, it's, he's like, I'm like, what's up, Mario Speedwagon? And he's like, no, it's Brian Speedwagon. I'm like, Mario, I love you. You're the best.
That's hilarious.
It was really cool because like we had this joke in between us. Like for the most part, we didn't really understand what the other person was saying. We wanted to. You know, we liked each other. We got along and everything like that. But that was the, it was great because it was our first inside joke together. And normally we didn't communicate well regularly. And I felt really cool about that because I ran into him at Slugger's years later when he was working there. And he came up to me. He was like, Brian Speedwagon. I was like, this is great.
Inside jokes are great like that. They're fantastic.
I am Brian Speedwagon.
You are Brian Speedwagon. And this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian Speedwagon. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. Yeah, we got the assembly speaker apparently zooming into a deposition that he was ordered to appear in front of due to him not following open records laws. And so he's being deposed, hopefully, as we speak still. I'm curious to know how long the deposition will be and if we ever get to see the deposition.
I wonder if they're going to let him gavel in, gavel out on that one.
I doubt that one. Yeah, I know
that's
his tactic.
You can't make me do anything.
Well, normally he sends out Steineke for those things, too. He doesn't really actually even gavel in and out himself. Right, no, he's got a lackey
for that. It's hard to do.
It's a very difficult thing.
But again, he forces Jimmy Anderson to do that.
You have to count to 10 to be able to gavel in and out in 10 seconds. And so, yes, it's a very difficult thing to do.
Well, if you're a cocktail weenie personified as a human being, then that's fine.
Yeah, but apparently you know, Brian, we are at experiencing the highest number of COVID-19 confirmed cases on a 7-day rolling average. So consistently, I believe today's numbers now take us above almost above 10,000 cases per day over the last 7 days. And the assembly speaker is attempting to skirt the deposition that he's been ordered to do, and or he's doing it via Zoom potentially, and he's attending over the weekend, or it's not even the weekend. Today's Wednesday. This is the weirdest time for a campaign fundraiser in the Florida Keys, too. I don't know if it's just cheaper and they're able to haul in more campaign donations if they do it on a Wednesday opposed
to
a Saturday, but
there's a bunch of rich people. They can tell you what time it is and when it is, and the time means nothing because when you own money, you own time.
Yeah, I don't really understand how is this not a bigger story, Brian? How is this not a bigger story here in the state of Wisconsin?
Dude, Ted Cruz left an emergency.
And the entire nation made fun of him, and he had to fly back, and it became a thing. But this is just happening. Speaker Voss is doing the deposition remotely after, as you've pointed out, refusing to be able to allow remote telecommunications for an individual, a member of the state assembly who is a paraplegic and needs sometimes a lot of heads up before he can attend a hearing, a committee meeting, anything like that. And he refuses to let that individual, Representative Jimmy Anderson, telecommunicate into the proceedings. And he himself is zooming in for a deposition that he's skirting open records laws while raking in campaign donations in the Florida Keys. I don't understand how this is not a bigger story. Ernest Hemingway. I don't get it.
If I had the choice, if I was given the choice to hang out and talk to a boring judge in a boring deposition, or to go
and
hang
out at
Ernest Hemingway's
home. It's not a choice. It's court mandated.
No, this is a choice we have before us, and these are the choices that are important to America. And what choice would you make if you had the possibility? Depositions aren't a choice? What do you mean? Are you saying, but wait, aren't these people the same ones that are pissed off that the mayors of certain places or the records keepers aren't giving them information? Am I crazy?
Robin Voss is overseeing the probe of Gableman, and Gableman is throwing a hissy fit that the elections, the administrator for the Wisconsin Elections Commission won't meet with him in private. In a liposuction clinic in Brookfield.
Where they have no records and burn all the records if they do have any.
There's no proof of any receipts or anything that they're doing.
Okay, so if you're the Wisconsin Elections Commission and you want to go into an interview that nobody else can see or hear, and Gableman can tell everybody what he says about it, and you can say what you say about it, and one of you is probably going to look like a liar, how's that going to work? Best way to make sure that, I don't know, you record it so that there's a record so that people can say, judge for yourself, so it's public record, so that we can... No, you're not going to do that? What kind of a person does that? Are you Trump and Putin?
It doesn't seem very good governance at all, one bit. No. I have a feeling that not just my skin is crawling. I'm sure that our friend Batman, Matt Rothschild, is also having his skin crawl over this.
And again, even if you think that the election was stolen, let's say there is an actual, let's pretend, for the sake of this discussion, let's pretend that you are a person that thinks that this election was genuinely stolen and that somehow Gableman will uncover this. You will want to have solid, rock-solid evidence and proof to shove in my stupid face. Because I think you're an idiot for believing anything that Gableman says. So unless Gableman comes out with concrete proof and evidence, things like, I don't know, I had an interview and I taped it, and this guy said this in the interview, and here's the proof of the actual thing he said, I don't know what to tell you.
None the guy has exists, no records. Though. There's no smoking gun. There's no records whatsoever. They're not providing anything. He's being deposed. I'm honestly curious to see how this deposition is going to go, because
if
the public gets to see it, I think there's got to be some pretty interesting revelations, I guess I would say, from how this probe is being conducted for the last, we're going on, 6 months now? He started it last June? And it's they're doing nothing. They're spending taxpayer dollars and skirting open records laws, and all the while Voss is avoiding every other responsibility and going and raising some campaign funds down in Southern Florida.
Justice Hagedorn said he denied Justice Voss's request as an extraordinary petition we only grant in the rarest of cases, such as grave hardship or irreparable harm. Bradley, Rogan, Zach, and Ziegler dissented, arguing the majority had failed to consider the Constitution, case law, or whoever is giving us money at that time.
Folks, we'll be right back. This is Dueling Tangents.